This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is your Times morning briefing for Wednesday, the 24th of April. Families of the students killed in an attack in Nottingham last year have been left traumatised by barbaric WhatsApp messages between police officers about the killings. 19-year-olds Barnaby Webber and Grace O'Malley Kumar were randomly attacked in the street in June by Evaldo Calocane, a paranoid schizophrenic who went on to kill a 65-year-old caretaker. Barnaby's mother, Emma, has written an open letter in the Times today, criticising language used by officers responding to the aftermath of the attack. Jeremy Griffin is the executive editor of the Times.
One officer used a work chat group to say they had big news before revealing gruesome details of the injuries inflicted on the 90-year-olds. In an open letter by Emma Webber, Barnaby's mother, and she's only gone public, I should say, because the Nottinghamshire Chief Constable Kate Maynell has refused to pass this letter on to its members, explaining the impact of their words. Webber refers to the words of one officer who is alleged to have said that the students were, and I quote, properly butchered.
Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, the former leader of the Democratic Unionist Party, will appear in court this morning, charged with rape and other historical sex offences. The 61-year-old is Northern Ireland's longest-serving MP. He was suspended by the DUP after his arrest last month. Alison Morris is a journalist for the Belfast Telegraph, and she'll be following this.
He is, we believe, flying in from London tomorrow morning, and he will be accompanied by his solicitor to Newry Magistrates Court. His wife has been bailed to their home address in County Down in Northern Ireland, and she will arrive separately. They do have to appear in person. Massive media interest. We've been receiving emails from the Department of Justice in Northern Ireland today about the facilities and how they're going to accommodate such a large media presence and what is usually a tiny little regional court.
A former tabloid publisher and longtime friend of Donald Trump told a New York court how he would kill negative stories to help boost the former president's 2016 election campaign. David Pecker, who oversaw the company that owned gossip magazine The National Enquirer, described an agreement between friends to silence women who came forward with sexual allegations against Trump. The former president is facing accusations of falsifying business records in connection with payments made to an adult film star. Frank Bowman wrote the book High Crimes and Misdemeanors, a history of impeachment for the age of Trump, and told Times Radio that Donald Trump is trying to use the case to his advantage.
He has tried to make this trial into his political stage. He can't be out campaigning because he's required to be here like any other criminal defendant. So he's trying to use the opportunity on the courthouse steps, so to speak, to make his case to the public. Whether that's successful, we will see.
The US is offering a reward of up to £8 million for information on four Iranian cyber terrorists. They've put sanctions on the men and two companies that it says are front organizations for Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. For more stories like this, listen to Times Radio throughout the day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.